This is Ted Kennedy. Democrats and Republicans went eyeball to eyeball on cutting the budget deficit, and the Republicans blinked. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, you Republicans talk tough about cutting the budget deficit, but in the crunch, it's Democrats who do the most to bring the deficit down. It happened again the other day. Democrats voted to cut the deficit, and Republicans voted to cut and run. The issue was the $36 billion already approved for deficit reduction in next year's budget. Democrats stuck to the full $36 billion target, Bob, but Republicans voted to reduce the target to $26 billion, and then you watered it down to nothing by leaving wiggle room for President Reagan to cook the numbers and avoid any reduction at all. That just proves what the polls have been saying, Bob. Democrats have what it takes to deal with the budget, and Republicans aren't serious about deficit reduction while President Reagan's in office.
Ted, you've already had your chance to vote for the most comprehensive deficit reduction plan in decades, and you bailed out. That was in 1985 when Bob Dole and the Senate Republicans, plus one brave Democrat, passed a budget package that really cut spending and really said no to taxes. But you just said no to the plan. So let me boil down all that mumbo-jumbo you just gave our listeners. Republicans and some responsible Democrats worked together to toughen the Graham-Rubin balanced budget law, an across-the-board plan to make the big spenders toe the line. Now, you didn't like it, so you cooked up a plan to force the president to accept a massive tax increase and gut defense. But even Democrats voted against your Trojan tax horse, Ted. Don't you ever learn? This is Senator Bob Dole. The UN flunks a test when it comes to blowing the whistle on communist human rights abuses. Get the sad details tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.